And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Monday the 28th of October. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. We start in just a moment with the shipping forecast, followed by news briefing. At lunchtime today, we reopen an old case.
One winter's night in 1974, a crime took place that would obsess the nation.
We're still looking for Lucan all over the world.
Lord Lucan is said to have killed the family nanny and to have attacked his wife before disappearing. Why has this, of all crimes, captured our imagination?
It's partly that the evidence is so murky.
As I try to get to the bottom of the case, my preconceptions are blown apart.
I mean, this is a pretty weird stuff to have in a box, isn't it? What on earth is this for?
The Lucan Obsession with me, Alex von Tunzelman. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, this Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45.
And now here's Matt Taylor. Morning.
Good morning, Charles. Morning all. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 28th of October. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low northwest Rockall, 1005, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, veering south 4 to 6 later. Showers, then drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then subtly 4 or 5 later in north at Sierra. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later, except in 40s. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches developing, except in Cromarty. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 2 or 3. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, and very poor later. Fisher, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 2 to 4 later, except in Thames, Dover and White. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor till later. Shannon, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Variable 2 at first in South Hebrides, otherwise westerly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then southwesterly 5 or 6 later. Drizzle or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly 5 or 6, veering westerly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west 3, heavy drizzle, 1,000 metres, 1,008 rising slowly. Stornoway. North-northwest 1, fog, 700 metres, 1,007 rising. Lerwick. North-northeast 3, recent fog, 22 miles, 1,010 rising slowly. Lookers, calm, 6 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 1,013, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 11 miles, 1,022. Jersey, west by south 3, 12 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 5, 1,024. Silly automatic, southwest by west 5, 6 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Valencia, west southwest 3, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. And Malinhead, southwest by west 4, recent rain 4 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, Atlantic fronts moving eastwards across the United Kingdom, will bring spells of rain or drizzle to many coastal areas during the next 24 hours, especially in the west and northwest. There'll also be some fog patches near northwestern coasts of Scotland. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, then veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally moderate in north and poor in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, mainly at first, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Rain at times, mainly at first, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 later in north. Rain at times, mainly at first, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, and 3 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering westerly 3 later in west. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west or northwest 2 or 3 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4, then northwest 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 2 to 4, then veering northwest later. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 2 or 3, then northwest 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, then veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming westerly or northwesterly later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest veering west or northwest 3 or 4, rain or drizzle at times, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5 later, drizzle at times, mainly at first, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And Shetland Isles, northeasterly veering easterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair, then drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Charles.
That was Matt Taylor. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 28th of October. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: Sir Keir Starmer is to warn that Wednesday's budget must embrace the harsh light of fiscal reality. Labour has suspended the MP Mike Amesbury after footage emerged of him appearing to punch a man in the street. In business, oil prices have fallen on international markets after Israel avoided targeting Iran's production facilities in its retaliatory strike on Saturday. And in sport, the Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says his team should have won yesterday's Premier League clash with Liverpool. Sir Keir Starmer is to defend Labour's approach to the economy in a speech that will set out the tone for the budget on Wednesday, warning that Britain must embrace the harsh light of fiscal reality. He'll say it's time to ignore what he'll call the populist chorus of easy answers and promise an economic plan that will change British growth for the better. The Chancellor is expected to increase taxes by billions of pounds as well as change the rules around debt to allow more borrowing for longer-term infrastructure projects. The Labour backbencher Jeevan Sander says the government inherited an economic mess from the Conservatives.
The problems aren't just, if you like, on the fiscal side. The problem was on the spending pressure side. So, for example, prisons. You've already seen over the summer, we let violent criminals out because we'd literally run out of prison spaces. That's just one section of the whole gamut of things that are going wrong. We're finding out about all those needs. We have to address them early, get this country on the right path.
The Conservatives have accused Sir Keir Starmer of running a government of broken promises. The former Tory Treasury Minister, Jesse Norman, says he's not convinced by Labour's plans.
We'll see how Rachel Reeves plans to stimulate growth from a budget which he's already extensively leaked is going to involve heavy tax rises, an increase in national insurance, and, you know, potentially changes to other incentives. None of those feels like growth-inducing to me, but, you know, again, this is what the responsibility of office will show us.
The Labour MP Mike Amesbury has been suspended from the party after footage emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the ground. Police say a 55-year-old man was voluntarily interviewed under caution following the incident in Frodsham in Cheshire early on Saturday morning. Fresh talks about a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages held by Hamas are due to take place in Qatar. Israel says the meeting in Doha will look at the various possibilities to restart negotiations. In an effort to break the deadlock, Egypt has proposed a two-day truce during which four hostages would be freed. Police Scotland say the number of rape allegations reported to officers has risen by almost